This evening, I'd like to invite you over to the book of Genesis, chapter 39, verse 1. Genesis, chapter 39, verse 1.
Genesis, chapter 39, verse 1 reads this way. It says, "And Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down thither. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before your throne this evening. And Lord, we thank you again for the privilege of gathering together as your people. And then, Lord, also knowing that where two or three are gathered in your name, there are you in the midst. And so, Lord, we thank you for your presence. We ask for the blessing of the Holy Spirit to guide our hearts and minds, to fill us, Lord, that we might hear from you and worship you in spirit and in truth. Lord, that you might be exalted and that you would empower our lives to be the testimony of your great grace. May you do a work, Lord, in our lives, and we'll give you all the praise, for we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. The title of the message tonight is, "And the Lord was with Joseph." And the Lord was with Joseph. That's a good thing, amen, to have the Lord with you. And that's important, especially on a Wednesday night when you probably had a rough week, right? Amen. Things get crazy. And if you're in the world, you know the world is crazy, right? I mean, listen, people are going every which way, and I wonder what all the hurry is, right? Even when people are being nice, they're not so nice. Amen. I had one guy, he saw my blinker on and I was trying to merge, and I'm looking at him in the rearview mirror because I don't know if he's going to speed up alongside of me or is he going to wait and let me in. So he does this to me. He goes, "Come on in," you know, and I'm like, "Okay, thank you." I said thank you and waved, you know, but his face did not show happiness. It was like, "You're kind of in a pickle. I wish you weren't here, but since you are, come on in." And so things get crazy, but listen, when we walk with the Lord, that's where peace comes, and that's where power comes as well. So tonight I want to consider four blessings that are given to us when the Lord is with us. But before, well, let me just give you these points here. Ready? A peace and prosperity when wickedness is worked against us. That's one of the blessings. Peace and prosperity when wickedness is worked against us. A powerful testimony is the second one that causes the lost to acknowledge God. And then a patient confidence that all things will work out for God's glory and our good. Did you get the order? God's glory and our good. So God coming first. And the last thought, a great understanding of God's great mercy to us and to others who do not deserve it. Listen, when the Spirit of God, here's what I wanted to pause for just a moment. If you are saved, that means you are sealed with the Spirit. Have you heard that before? That's in the Bible, right? You're sealed with the Spirit. Well, that has a whole lot more than just preservation. That also has to do with a mark as well, okay? So the king would seal important documents, right? And people of business would do the same thing years ago, and they would melt wax, and you've probably seen that, and then they'd have this impression that would mark their business or would mark the royalty of the one who was marking it. A king, for example, they would seal it, and they would know that this is an official document that was sealed, right? But listen, being sealed doesn't just say who we represent. Being sealed also allows people to see whose mark is on that, right? So likewise in our lives, we've been marked with the seal of God, and we've been marked for the glory of God on this side, not just in the life to come, but on this side. So let's just take a brief look at a couple of thoughts. The first one is, peace and prosperity comes, this is one of the blessings, when wickedness is worked against us. So here in verse 1, we find Joseph being brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, a captain of an officer of Pharaoh, he buys Joseph at the Ishmaelites' hands. And so we know what all transpired here. The brothers did this to Joseph. Joseph is not, I would dare say, wouldn't you, this was not where Joseph desired to be. But listen, a lot of times we can be in places that we don't desire to be, or in situations that we don't desire to be, But how are we going to walk? Are we going to walk knowing that we are in the midst of God's will, in spite of the difficulty or the trial that may be coming into our direction? We can be given that blessing of resting and being assured, even in a difficult time like this. Look at what verse 2 says. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. So in these first two verses, we find very quickly he was brought to Egypt, he was sold to Potiphar, and now he is being prospered. He is prospering underneath Potiphar in his household. So prosperity is coming his way. And then I want to look at the second thought, and that is a powerful testimony or a mark or a seal that can be seen that causes the lost to acknowledge God. Look at verse 3. He's a lost man. He's a man of Egypt. And his master, verse 3, saw that the Lord was with him. Isn't that amazing? He didn't see that the gods of Egypt were with him. Potiphar didn't see that good fortune was with him. Potiphar didn't see that he was a lucky man. Oh, you know, good luck to you. Oh, no, God be with you. That's a better thing to say, because what is luck? I think luck really is non-existence if we believe in God, who is in control of how much? If he's in control of everything, you just take that luck and throw it out the door and forget about that, because we have our confidence in the Lord. The world may be superstitious, but may not be said of a child of God. So verse 3, and his master saw that the Lord was with him. And look what he saw. And that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. What a testimony. He saw that the Lord was doing that. Do you think Joseph may have said something about his God? Yeah, I think so too. Verse 4. And Joseph found grace in his sight. This is Potiphar. And he served him, and he made him overseer over his house, and all that he had he put into his hand. And it came to pass from time to time that he made him overseer in his house, and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing, this is the blessing, and the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. Wow, everything was blessed because of the Lord. Now, here's the thing. Blessings can be different, but the most important thing is that we know and the world knows who's bringing our joy and who's bringing our peace. What a wonderful blessing it is to be in the peace of God, in the joy of God, in the love of God. There are people that possess all kinds of fortunes that have no peace, have no joy, and have no love. I would dare say that is a futile life, wouldn't you? It's just a mere existence. There's no real fulfillment. There's basically just drowning themselves and hiding themselves in their wealth, and yet there's no joy and no peace and no love. And so that's not where we want to be. Joseph really was the wealthy one. Amen. Even though Potiphar owned it all, Joseph was the real wealthy one. Good news, you and I also are the wealthy ones in the Lord Jesus Christ. So we see here a powerful testimony. Then I want you to see a patient confidence that all things will work out for God's glory and our good. We don't always have to know how it's going to wind up or how to end, but we can trust the Lord in every circumstance. So drop down with me to verse 17. And look what's happening here. You know what happened with Potiphar's wife? She set up Joseph, and then he left his garment. He got out of there in a big hurry, and she lays it up beside her. And verse 17 says, and she spake unto him according to these words, saying, the Hebrew servant which thou hast brought unto us came in unto me to mock me. And it came to pass, as I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left his garment with me and fled out. And it came to pass, when his master heard the words of his wife, which she spake unto him, saying, after this manner did thy servant to me, that his wrath was kindled, and Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were bound, and he was there in prison. So this is a difficult situation, right? But wait a minute, look at verse 21. But the Lord was with Joseph. You mean even in that false accusation? Absolutely. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him what? Mercy. Listen, that's important. Can God trust you and me tonight with his blessing and with his mercy? Another word, what is mercy? Giving something to somebody they don't deserve, right? That's the mercy of God. And so God says he wants us to be merciful because he's merciful. He was merciful to us, amen? Let me try that again. He was merciful to us, amen? Amen. He was merciful to us. And so we can thank the Lord for his mercy. So verse 21 again says, but the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. Then I'm not going to go through that whole ordeal there, but you know that the Lord did elevate him and the prison keeper made him boss over there too, right? And prospered him. And we won't get into the butler and the baker. But I do want us to go just for a moment to chapter 45. Just turn a few pages over there to chapter 45 and we'll be finished here. And verse 1, chapter 45 and verse 1. And what I want to get to is where this all started with. And where did it all start with? With his brothers who betrayed him. And I don't know that Joseph, knowing the nature of God, did he light up the road for Job and give him all the understanding and wisdom of what was going on in his life at the beginning? No. How about Abraham? Did he show Abraham, listen, Abraham, I'm going to give you a son. This is how it's going to happen. So don't mess up with Hagar. He didn't do that, did he? So this is a process. Listen to this. This is a process that we must all go through personally, putting our trust in the Lord when things do not make sense. Is the Lord faithful? He's faithful, amen. Is he faithful even when he doesn't make sense to us? One day he is going to make sense to us. He's going to make all these things that he has allowed to, and we will see that it will be worth it all, as the song says. But here's what I want you to see. Genesis 45, verse 1. And Joseph could not refrain himself before all of them. This is after they'd been there, and they said, he said, you can't come back unless you show up with your brother. And anyway, now he's going to reveal himself. And don't you know, I think that was a difficult time for him when he first saw his brothers, not to say who he was. I believe he was following the leadership of the Lord, but now it's time for the revelation. Listen, there's coming a day, one day, when we will see Jesus, amen, and that will be a time of revelation as well. Listen to this. Then Joseph could not refrain himself before all them that stood by him, and he cried, cause every man to go out from me, and there stood no man with him while Joseph made himself known unto his brethren. That's a personal revelation. And he wept aloud, and the Egyptians and the house of Pharaoh heard, and Joseph said unto his brethren, I am Joseph. Doth my father yet live? This is interesting. Ready? And his brethren could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence. Can you imagine that? Listen, they did not know who he was until he said, I am Joseph, your brother. Their mouths must have hit the floor like lightning. What? We thought you were gone. And then listen, they were confronting Joseph the whole time when they were there in Egypt. And now they're just now getting the lowdown on who he is. And don't you know, what's running through their minds? Remember before when they were discovered and he didn't reveal himself, they were blaming each other or at least confessing to each other. It's because what we did to Joseph. They didn't call him by name, but what we did, you know, to our brother. And so it was a bad scene. Actually, it was a good scene. God was convicting them, and Joseph had nothing to do with it. He just locked them up. He was doing what the Lord wanted him to do, and God was giving conviction like nobody else can. Verse 3, and Joseph said unto his brethren, I am Joseph. Doth my father yet live? And his brethren could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence. Do you think Joseph saw their faces? Do you think he saw they were troubled? Look what he says here, verse 4. And Joseph said unto his brethren, come near to me. Now, you have to understand this. He didn't say it with a furrowed brow. Remember, he was crying. And so these are tears of joy. And he's calling them. And no doubt there's mixed emotions. I pray you. And they came near. And he said, I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into Egypt. Wow. That's what they did. Listen, this is amazing. Now, watch this blessing here. That's exactly what they did. But notice what Joseph says here. Ready? Verse 5. Now therefore, I know what you did, but now therefore, be not grieved nor angry with yourselves. How did he know that? The Lord's telling him. Just like the Lord revealed the dream, right? The Lord's telling him this. Don't be angry with yourselves. By the way, listen. You ever said this? Boy, I wished I'd have known that a long time ago. Don't be angry with yourself, especially when it comes to spiritual things. It's a good thing that God reveals these things to us in His timing. So He says, don't be angry with yourselves that you sold me hither. Listen, for God did send me before you to preserve life. You cannot do that unless God enables you to deny yourself. Joseph would have been so, if the Spirit of God was not having His will, if the Spirit of God was not having His way in Joseph's life, there was no way that God could have brought him to this place to glorify Himself through the life of Joseph and to show this mercy to his brothers. Can you do that? Can you do that in your own strength? No, we can't. That's the truth. We cannot do it. And so God is revealing this powerful truth here of what He can do in the life of an individual. He says, You did it. You sold me, but God did it to send me before you to preserve life. Wow, what an outlook. And maybe that came more to fruition. Maybe that came to more of a revelation to him when he was given the interpretation of Pharaoh's dream. Verse 6. For these 2 years hath the famine been in the land, and yet there are 5 years in which there shall neither be earing nor harvest. Wow, you have 5 more years. And God sent me before you to preserve you. He's still explaining. He's still giving them an understanding. He's still wanting them to understand who brought him there. It wasn't his brothers. Listen. Fathom this thought. Listen, important truth. God was working in Joseph's life. Joseph was submitting himself before the Lord, or none of this would have ever happened. So God was doing a work in Joseph, and Joseph's brother selling him was part of the plan. Just like in your life and in my life, when things aren't going, the natural tendency is to push back. That's the natural tendency. That is not the spiritual tendency. If we believe truly God works out how much for our good? All things for our good. And by the way, a good idea would be to ask God to help me understand that truth. Because I'll tell you again, the natural tendency, our nature resists, right? But when we submission must come from the Spirit of God in us. And we're finished here, but here's what I want you to see. So he says this, and God sent me, verse 7, before you to preserve you a posterity, not just you, but your future family in the earth, and to save your lives by a great deliverance. Wow. Wow, this is God's plan. So now it was not you. Is Joseph blaming his brothers for being sold into slavery? Okay. He's not. Is he wanting his brothers to know that? That's mercy. Where's all that coming from? Not from Joseph. From God. God had given that. Listen. Is all Scripture given to us to be an example for us? God is wanting to do that in our lives, in our world. He's wanting to do that, but we must ask Him to do that. Lord, I want to trust You like this. And so He says to give you a great deliverance, right? To save your lives by a great deliverance. And verse 8, we're going to finish here. So now it was not you that sent me hither, but who? But God. And He hath made me a father to Pharaoh. Did you see that? He hath made me a father to. He hath made me. He didn't say, did you see how good I am? He didn't say, are you impressed with where I'm at and what I've accomplished and what I've attained and what I've achieved and how great I am? He didn't do that. He said it was God that did it all. Not part of it. He did it all. So now it was not you, verse 8, that sent me hither, but God. He hath made me a father to Pharaoh, and Lord of all his house, and ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. And then he tells him to hurry up and go tell his dad. And his dad had a little bit of a difficult time. But this is a great understanding of God's great mercy to us and to others who don't deserve it. And neither do we. But wow, listen. And the Lord was with Joseph. Question, does the Lord want us with him? He said, follow me. He said, come on. I'm knocking at the door. Open up, let me in, and yield, and let me show you, call unto me when things don't make sense. Let me help you, and be mindful always that as you call on me, I'm going to answer, and I'm going to show you the way, not just a way, but the only way that brings God glory and blessings into our lives. So tonight, God does want us to be with him, and he wants to be with us. All we have to be willing to do is say, yes, Lord, do that in me. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the reminder tonight. We ask that you bless the rest of the evening, and we'll give you all the praise as we break off for prayer, for we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.